Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Yay! Hey, man, I hope y'all had a great weekend because I know I did. And we got a great show for you, so just sit back and kick off your shoes and stay a while. But before we do anything, we got to shout out our peeps in L.A. Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, what's happening there?
What's up,
y'all? All right, a little later, is Taylor Swift banned from the Staples Center? And did Harry Styles come out as bi? But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Okay. It's only been a few months since Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth split up, and Miley wasted no time moving on. Now, after a quick fling with Caitlyn Carter, she is now with singer Cody Simpson. Now, Cody's mom even gave them her approval with the Instagram post. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now it's Liam's turn to get it popping, and he has been spotted with Australian actress Madison Brown from the Dynasty series reboot, and it was seen on a romantic stroll in New York City following the Kennedy.
But how does this happen, guys? Now, I know, you know, when you break up, you know, they say the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. But in this picture, she's looking at him like she loves him. And yeah, he's looking like he's in love. How'd they fall in love that fast?
I think it looks so staged.
Maybe it was
You think?
I think they've known each other for a while, y'all.
Now, check this out. Now, back in June, Madison went on a talk show where she played the game, we'll call it Smash, Marry, Kill, okay? And Liam and Chris Hemsworth were there. They were offered as a package deal. And Madison decided that she would smash the Hemsworths.
Ooh. Now, she said, all of them?
Yeah, she said, I couldn't marry them. I'm too insecure. I would be like, you're too attractive. You're never allowed to leave the house.
You can't let him have that information.
That's serious intel right there, man.
Like, she's slavery, young. If you will. A woman in her 40s would have never said, you are just too hot. I just couldn't trust. No. You don't show your cards like that, girl. Okay. What are you doing?
Right.
I wonder if he saw this and been like, all right, cool, I got an in.
She's a stage five clinger. Watch out.
This weekend, two famous ladies got gifts from their husbands. First off, Cardi B.
Damn.
I always thought Cardi B was older than this, but she just turned 20.
I thought she was single.
No, she's with Offset.
Yeah. She's married.
She's married, bro.
She got herself a whole husband. She's only 27 years old. She feels so, I don't know, much older than that. Well, Offset did not disappoint. He presented her with two diamond rings.
Damn.
One, which featured a gigantic Titanic heart-shaped diamond in the center. Check that thing out.
I mean, it's just a big tacky piece of coal. Did you see that thing on Portia's finger? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
To have such magnificent pickle grabbers, then to put a ring on that, she can't get her hand in the jar anymore.
That's right.
Somebody else had to get that pickle out, honey.
You can't. Now, I did mention two celebrities. Well, on the other, extreme side, Justin Bieber gave his wife Haley a Just Because gift. Following their recent second wedding ceremony, Justin posted a picture of Haley wearing a black and yellow beaded necklace with the caption, I made her a necklace.
Beautiful.
Indian corn?
This should not have been compared to...
Is that a Halloween candy?
Well, it is extreme.
It is extreme.
You shouldn't have came behind Cardi B's ring.
Yeah, you need to separate your
But he had to make this necklace with his own hands, find the assorted beads. And like, do you realize how hard it is for people to thread things?
Really?
So when you take it through a little thing, like when you do beads.
Heidi, be for real, Heidi. Wouldn't you rather that necklace in that big old, what you call it, ostrosinous diamond?
Which would I wear? I mean, I would. No, 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 listen. I would look ridiculous in Cardi B's ring.
Right.
Even though I've got big, giant mitts, I can pull it off.
I also think you look ridiculous in this childish hand. Let's be even, okay?
You guys won't go with the homemade jewelry, but you go with the blood diamond.
Who said it's a blood diamond? Ain't no blood on that.
There's gonna be mad conflicts trying to keep that ring safe.
All right, well, Friday was National Coming Out Day in the USA. But a British artist dropped a music video that got the internet in a tizzy, baby.
Ooh.
Harry Styles released a new song, Lights Up, and it has all his fans convinced that the singer's coming out as bisexual.
Whoa.
Hey, all right.
Take a look at coming.
Everybody's on ecstasy.
I guess nobody's been to Coachella before.
Hello.
The drugs that they're on, that's what this looks like.
I didn't get that. And I'm always looking for the gay angle, but I didn't get it.
Is it that hard to believe that Harry Styles is a bisexual?
Not at all.
But it was a gay angle in there. When he was in the water floating, he's like, I'm drowning the heterosexuality of me, and I'm coming back as a gay person.
The words were definitely Diana Ross, I'm coming out. Nah, the words to the song.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm not going back. I'm not going back in the dark. I'm stepping in the light. I'm lighting up. This is who I am.
But did y'all see the words to the song? No, it's obvious.
Yeah.
He said, honey, it'll be so sweet if things just stayed the same. La da 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 da. That's definitely the gay part, the la da 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 da.
Well, it's hard for a straight guy to say la da 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 da.
That's I can't. Frank, can you do it?
La di da di, we like to party. Well, it looks like the Los Angeles Kings have some bad blood with Taylor Swift.
See what you did there, Frank.
Yeah, like
according to reports, the LA Kings, the hockey team, decided to cover the pop star's banner that hangs at the Staples Center. It's for most sold-out performances.
Right.
And they decided to cover her banner for their home games. I guess, apparently, they believe the banner has cursed the team.
Well,
I believe it.
It was back in 2014.
Yeah.
Now, this banner was hoisted in 2015. And since then, I think that they've lost like first round of the playoffs, and some seasons didn't even make it to the playoffs. Now, before that, out of three seasons, they won two Stanley Cups in three seasons.
It's Taylor Swift.
2012, 2014. So they're thinking it's got to be Taylor Swift.
It is.
So
gotta blame somebody.
They had their home opener the other night, decided to cover up Taylor's banner, and they played the Nashville Predators, and they won.
Oh!
There's something to the Taylor Swift curse.
Okay.
It's all mental.
The Kings mascot tweeted, we are undefeated when the Taylor Swift banner is covered up. So you think Taylor Swift should be upset by this? Should she, like, boycott ever playing the Staples Center again? Or
she probably was like, oh, that old thing, you could have been taking that down.
Right. I don't care.
Now, come on, you probably have something that you're suspicious. Not suspicious. Sure, what's it called?
Superstitious.
Superstition. I mean, everybody has something.
I think most sports fans have something.
Yeah, former athletes.
Former athletes.
Like, some of us wouldn't wash our socks. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah,
what?
Delicious.
What is the No Shave November thing? Don't y'all do that?
Oh, yeah, November is like...
November, no shave. What is that for?
It's for men's health and prostate cancer.
Oh,
prostate cancer awareness.
Well, if it's for prostate, why are we not shaving our faces?
Because we know you're not going to shave below.
I do. Right. I shave below.
Yo, you're a manscaper.
No, I'm like, it's nice.
It looks like his beard.
You have to trim. No. It's shorter. No, yeah, it's lined up.
Nice.
It's lined up.
Mine is a ponytail like Heidi.
Frank has a ponytail in his
it's a clip on. It's a clip.
and that's why he calls it riding cowgirl.
Up next, find out how Jada Pinkett Smith is out here selling water and sexiness at the same damn time. Stay tuned.
Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, the days of being uncomfortable in your bra because you couldn't find your size is over. Let me tell you about Third Love and why I love them. I'm an in-between size, and before it was really hard for me to find the perfect fit, but Third Love has over 80 sizes, including their signature half-cup sizes. That's one of the largest ranges in the industry. Now, these are hands down the most comfortable bras you will ever own, and Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you and are available every day via text, chat, or phone. You know, there's a reason over 14 million women have taken the quiz to date. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. They're giving you 60 days to try one. If you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Why not support a business that helps others in need? And right now they're offering our viewers 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/dish. Do it right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your very first purchase. Once again, that's thirdlove.com/dish for 15% off. Do it today.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, we hope you guys are thirsty because Jada Pinkett Smith wants everyone to sip her secret. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Now, the actress released a sexy yet hilarious commercial for her son Jaden Smith's eco-friendly Just Water on Instagram. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's kind of hot. Check it out.
What's my secret? A seahorse gave me this. My secret is gathered from the whispers of a babbling brook. Why am I showering outside?
Just water.
I don't do it for the trend. I don't do it because it's cool.
My secret.
I do it because it's life. This line is a placeholder. Sip my secret, then sip it again. This shot is too close. This one is too far. There's my booty. Who's playing the violin?
My neck.
Here's me on my back.
Just water.
When I first saw this, I watched it with no sound.
Really?
I had no idea she was narrating this whole thing like that.
You're all
she is
sexy.
Crazy. Yeah.
I've never seen it, but it's hilarious to me. Like, she's like, this shot too wide. This shot too small, too close.
Well, actually, I wasn't impressed, honey, because I could do much better.
Would oh, you? Really? Oh,
yes, girl. Honey.
Did okay. Jada?
Who's Miss Smith? Honey Jane ain't nobody but Will's wife.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely
what you got?
Okay, first of all, honey, y'all haven't seen my commercial, baby, from the waters of Lake Lanier.
Yeah, Lake Lanier.
And y'all know about Lake Lanier. Y'all grew up, especially you, Portia, with Lake Lanier.
Yeah,
China,
everybody passes
but
away.
But we ain't drink
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when has Lanier ever been known for his, like, you know, tasty water?
Well, bitch, so, I can show y'all better than I can tell y'all, baby. Take a look.
Water. My body needs it. Your body needs it. Fresh from the lakes of Lanier. These are my Louis Vuitton sandals. Water, bitch, you can never.
Uncomfortable.
Girl, this is Lake Lanier's, the freshest water since the Ozarka.
Boy, bye.
You trying to make it sexy, though?
It was very sexy. I mean, first of all, y'all got to realize, when you get to where you're supposed to...
Yeah, that's the part right there. When you start, you
that was the one cute part. But when you start rolling all on the ground and splashing it, then you choked on the water. And then them toes, you need to go get a pedicure.
I think y'all just hate it, baby. Yes. But my thing is this, honey. I mean, you splash the water on you, and you just, like, you luxuriate in the water.
Ain't nobody call HR on you, roll around on the ground like
that. Yo, like, Gary was rolling on the ground like the water stinged.
All right, y'all. It's time for...
Dish Gone Viral.
All right, y'all. So nothing is scary. scarier than seeing your grandma hot and ready like Little Caesar's pizza.
Oh,
ooh, I can't even imagine that now. Well, the internet sensation, the angry grandma, gave her grandson a sneak peek of her friggin' side while dancing to rapper Kaya's classic song, My Neck, My Back. Take a look.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies,
Granny, get in the car.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it.
People are watching you.
Do it, do it, do it now. Lick it good. Suck this just like you.
Granny!
Right now. Lick
get in the car.
Just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my head, my neck, my back.
Oh, my God.
I'm uncomfortable again.
Gary, you went to medical school. What's the terminology for a reverse erection?
They call it any.
Oh, my God.
Grandmas always get a little fresh. They want to kiss you, try to kiss you close to the mouth. Try to hug you extra tight. Let me bend the muscles.
I feel like you're going to be their grandmother.
I think I might.
Coming up, honey, find out why actor Billy Porter will be waving a wand, honey, saying bibbidi bobbidi boo. We'll reveal all after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Okay, y'all, Billy Porter is booked and busy, okay? The Pole Star recently confirmed that he's going to be the fairy godmother in the upcoming live-action adaptation of Cinderella.
Oh! Okay.
Yes, Billy confirmed the news recently at the New Yorker Festival. He told attendees he'll play the fairy godmother opposite of Camila Cabello, who's set to play the lead role of Cinderella.
I'm excited!
Me too!
I can see him in this role. He's gonna kill it.
He is going to kill it.
Could they have changed the name? No, like, instead of godmother, like God.
Yeah, like godfather. Why could he be the fairy godfather?
Yeah,
because the children are going to be confused. Hell, he's a godmother, Mom, and he's a man.
But I like this. I think it's good. I think let's, you know, I understand some women. I could have played it. I'm a woman, you know, but at the end of it, let's take it as African-Americans. It's another role for African-Americans will be represented in this new adaptation. That's a good thing.
And I know, like, people don't like to wear the same thing over and over again, but I need my man to wear the same hat. Like, that was a statement and a hat.
It needed to be white or pink or fairy godmotherish.
Yeah. Or almost like the Ray J challenge. It's a different color every time the camera cuts back to him just to show that he's magical.
Right, that hat was lit.
Well, moving on, talk about devastating. A Turkish makeover reality show literally had this woman in her feelings when she saw her new makeover. Now, in a now viral video from a show called You're My Hairdresser, which has makeup artists and hair pros giving makeovers and competing for a prize. Now, the woman in the video had a shocking reaction after seeing her new hairstyle. Check it out.
Yardıma ihtiyacın var mı?
Gerek yok.
Var.
Ay kesti, bravo.
Ya süper. Ver sana yardımcı olayım, ver Bilal.
Ya bu ne ya?
Oh, my God, y'all. No, for real. Like, he just cut straight across with some scissors. That is not, like, something a hairstylist would do. And he cut a whole lot off.
No.
She probably been growing that hair all of her life.
We missing the point.
What's the point?
First of all, y'all two African-American women, number one, y'all have never, and will never grow that long.
You is a lie. You.
But you went on the show, baby, for a makeover.
That's your makeover.
Your
she
hair
probably, let me tell you something.
No.
You can color my hair.
Yes.
You can cut my hair, but you can't chop my hair. That's like a big chop right there. He cut off at least 18 inches of that girl's hair.
But going on a show like this, you got to consider that that's probably on the table. They may
do that, right?
That's
I don't
your
think
brain
she
that.
Expected for him to just clump it. He didn't even twist it, make sure. That man took that hair with
and
a smile and wrapped it up like he was finna send it to Kim Kardashian. Okay?
Yeah, it's ready for sale.
It's ready for sale. He finna sell them bundles.
He bundled it.
He was over there rubbing that rubber band
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Heidi and Frank will tell you how a man took stalking to a whole nother level, honey. We'll explain right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo! Yeah.
okay, I don't know. I don't know if guys worry about this, but as a woman, this next story that I'm going to tell you is super creepy.
Damn.
I think we've all done this. We've been guilty of. You see a picture of somebody, and you look in the background of the picture to see maybe where they are or who they're with.
Yes, totally.
We've all done that.
Yes, we have.
Well, a Tokyo man was arrested for allegedly stalking and causing injuries to a huge pop star.
Wow.
He would use her pupils to try to locate where she was. He would take a high-definition, high-res picture that she would post.
That's crazy.
And then he would increase so that he could look inside her pupils.
Oh, I thought you meant like he would just call her friends and she called him pupils. Talk to my pupils. Have your pupils call my pupils.
After seeing her surrounding buildings, he then used Google Street View to locate her exact apartment.
Wow.
Terrifying.
That's another kind of crazy stalker right there,
I
bro.
I mean,
that's another level. That actually happened to me once where it was, you know, on Facebook where they have like such and such is nearby.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me, they took a screenshot of like Chuy Martinez is nearby, and then they took a picture of me eating dinner and sent me that to I see you. I was like,
oh,
yo,
no,
yeah,
no.
Bro, yeah. What about you, Fred? Have you ever had a stalker?
Oh, yeah.
No, I have. I'm not that big. I haven't made it.
You have. That one girl used to stalk you.
Which one?
Put her on blast, Heidi. Woo-hoo-hoo.
She used to stalk you. She used to come to all of our events, but I guess maybe you're not a stalker if you tell your...
They're not a stalker if you sleep with them, right?
You did not, that
I
girl?
Frank Kramer.
I don't know.
Damn. Easy pickings.
Oh, no.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.